Hey, welcome to Rhema Bible Church. As Pastor Bill already said, we're so glad that everyone's here tonight. And thank God for this great weather we had today, huh? It's a wonderful thing. Well, we're going to spend a little bit of time of this service talking about our recent trip. We just got back with a group of, I got back with a group of 15 folks who went down to Peru and worked with Rhema Peru and Jim and Faye Andrews, and I don't know, Daryl, if you're watching. They didn't turn my TV on, Daryl, so they can't tell you if you. Daryl said he was going to type in and say he was watching, but Daryl Alexander, Rhema graduate, who was our team leader while we were there. We were in the city of Trujillo, and which is north of Lima, up on the. They said we were about 30 minutes from the beach, but we never saw the beach. We didn't go for the beach. I think when we flew out that last morning, did anybody see the beach when we flew out? All right. So we did see we saw it. But we had a great time there. And I'm going to ask the team if they go ahead and come. Everybody that went on the trip, praise the Lord. Come on up here. I'm going to move up here. We'll move up here on the platform, make it easier for everybody to see. Now, everybody can see Marcus. Marcus is tall enough, but... We have some folk on the trip that are short, so we're going to get them up here on the platform. Amen. As you can see, I was the oldest one on the trip. I felt like I was a youth pastor again sometimes. Hallelujah. Some of these are old enough to have been in my youth, just young enough to have been in my youth groups back in the day. Oh, Lordy. Praise the Lord. But we had a great time. Just to let me read you the what we know conservatively did happen as far as about results. Now, Sunday morning, we divided up into some groups. We had three of them that went and preached in other churches. And then we had some that went with me. We preached in two services. And then on that was on Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon, they went to a place called Casa Grande, and they went and ministered and were in the marketplaces and out on the streets talking to people. And then they ministered in a church that night. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a little bit. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the mornings, went to the marketplace or out in the plaza. Had lunch. Afternoon, went back and did the same type of thing. And then that night. They had a kind of revival type services in a couple different locations, and they went and were part of that. Now, this was one of those trips that I ended up speaking way more than I thought I was. In fact, there was one service that I was called to the platform, and I went up there and was kind of talking, and I called a couple people up to do some testimonies, and I said, "Come here," you know. I said, "Am I speaking tonight?" And they said, "Yes, you're speaking." I said, "Okay, so." Like Pastor Bill, you know, he learned years ago, have a sermon in your Bible every time you come to church because you never know. But we had great services there. We know. Now, these are people that they actually said they were better after prayer. Had 232 people that actually said that they were better after prayer. Hallelujah. I know that we had 60 people at least baptized with the Holy Ghost. I know in one service on Sunday morning, we had over 40 that came up, and so that was exciting. We know that we prayed with individually, 256 people got saved, and 21 folks rededicated their lives. And so that's just the conservative results there, and we're going to talk about some of the individuals. A lot of these healings were one-on-one type things, were actually out on the street. And people got healed before they even accepted Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, David, where's David? Come up here, David. David, talk about what you told me about how you thought your sermon went and then what God did.
So I've ministered a bunch of times before coming to Rhema to go to school. I was what you might call a youth pastor, except nobody was on staff in my church at 20 in California. And so I've preached a whole bunch of times before, and so I got up on Sunday morning to go to the service, and I'd really prepared how I know to prepare for an important meeting like this, and preached the absolute flattest message I have preached in years. Just flat nothing. And so I was wondering, what on earth is going to happen after you preach the flattest message you've ever preached in your life? And so six people came up for healing, and of those six, five people had some sort of condition that they could actually check. One was either an intermittent condition or something you have to have the doctor look at later. And of the five people we prayed for after the flattest message I may have ever preached in my life, all five were healed immediately.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The power of God is not something that you have to feel. The power of God is only something that you have to believe. And you don't have to work the power of God. He works the power. And so you don't have to operate out of you. You operate out of him. And I'm there was at least one time where I got on the bus. We'd eaten at a place that, had they known better, they wouldn't have had us eat. And a lot of us were feeling the effects of that. And I looked over at one of my partners and said, I cannot express to you how much I do not want to be going out today. And I went out that day, and it was either two or three people I led to the Lord that morning. And you just don't operate out of what you feel. You operate out of the power of God, and you watch him bring in the great results.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I told Brother Joe Dunnick, who's over all of our missions trips here, that I'm going to retire from leading teams to Peru, because of all the trips I've taken all over the world, Peru is the only, with two teams, that we have actually missed a whole day of the trip because of mechanical problems or something like that. And so I'm not leading any more teams to Peru. I may go myself, but just like last time, 2 years ago, as we went along every place we were and were delayed, I know we were in Atlanta. Delta put us in a hotel, but we're trying to get the vouchers for that. And they're all standing in line, and they found a guy that was, his back was hurt. Was that what it was? Come here, Cameron. Tell about the guy's back.
So he was like really stressed out, and I didn't even notice him till David pointed him out to me, and I was like, man, that guy needs to be healed. Praise God. So I went and approached him, introduced myself, asked him where he was from, and just got straight to the point and asked him if he had any pain in his body. And he said he had pain in his lower back. So we prayed with him immediately. He was healed. Praise God. And it was just awesome. Even though we were all tired, and I believe we could all say that we were exhausted and tired, the Holy Spirit is always energized. He's like an energizer bunny. He's ready to go. And so it doesn't matter what we feel like. The Word of God always works. And so when you use it, it worked. Amen.
Tell about the lady's ear.
Oh, yeah. And there was a lady that, where was this at?
Casa Grande.
I prayed for her ear. She couldn't hear. It was out of her left ear. And so I commanded the ear to open, and tears are rolling down her face, and she said she could hear out of it, and I was speaking into it, and she could hear out of it. So she tells me that when I prayed, and it's not because of me, it's because of God, she felt the wind of God go through her right ear and blow through and pop open her left ear. And for the first time in a very long time, she said she could hear, which was absolutely amazing. So
hallelujah.
All the glory goes to God. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We had stuff like that happen all the time as far as in the meetings. I know, and I don't remember what service that was, that we had him come up and give testimonies after we prayed for him. And I know one lady especially, after she was prayed for, she had something wrong with her legs or feet or something, and she was just, you know, jumping up and down and running, and she came up and testified and started doing that, and, you know, I took a little cut around the platform myself, you know, just watching her. I have no idea what she said. She said it all in Spanish, and but you could just tell it was the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we had two Jessicas on the trip, so I'm going to ask J-Dub to come, because her name's Jessica Warwick with a W. So I said, I got to call you J-Dub, or the rest of them picked up other names for her. But come up here and talk about that boy you prayed for. Tell him about that.
Okay. The power of God and the love of God was everywhere we went. We went to the plaza, and we were walking around looking for people to minister to, and there was a boy on the side just sitting there, and the Lord said, go to that boy. He needs prayer. Something wrong with his body. So I said, okay. So I went there with one of the pastor's daughters, Alexandra, and we went over there and started talking to him. He was a young kid, and he had a tumor on his leg, and it was the size of my fist. It was this big, and he had it for a year. And I told him, if you believe and you have the faith to believe right now that God can touch your body and take that tumor out from your body, it will go. So I told him that. He said, yeah, I believe. So I said, okay, when I pray for this tumor, it's going to leave your body right now. So I put my hand on his leg. It felt hard, and it was hurting him real bad. So I put my hand on his leg, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command this tumor to leave your leg right now. Dry up and die. Now, when I did that, it went about this small. So Emily comes by, and I said, Emily, put your hands right there. And the second time I said, now I said, in the name of Jesus, go and leave your body right now. And the thing just went like that.
Yeah.
And it left his leg was completely whole. And after that, he gave his life to God. He got saved right there.
Hallelujah.
So, now, it
Jessica,
was awesome.
Since you're up here and I got you up here.
Don't.
No. I'm not going to sing this song. I won't sing that song. For 18 years, I'll get her to this place. For 18 years. You know, maybe you read in the Bible the woman had issued blood for 12 years. Jessica had a condition for 18 years. Tell them what happened 2 years ago. What happened?
Well, 2 years ago, I went to prayer and healing school, and I was listening and meditating on the word and just taking all that every minister was ministering on healing and miracles. And while Kirk DuBois was preaching on that in October during prayer and healing school, and he said, whoever needs their miracle or their healing, get up, go forward. And the Lord told me, it's time. You're ready to receive now. So I went up, and he laid hands on me, and I felt the power of God go through my body. I never felt it before. I was burning. Like, literally, parts of my body was just burning. So that afternoon, I checked around 5, 6 o'clock in the evening time, and that was the last time I took insulin or had checked my numbers. I wake up the next day at 11 o'clock, and I checked my numbers, and it was normal. It was like 96. And then I just ate breakfast and ate sweets, drank orange juice, was eating junk. So when I looked down to give my insulin, the machine was off. And normally that machine gives me 6 to 8 times a day insulin, and it was off. And it would normally beep or give me something saying that it malfunctioned or shut off on me. And I looked down and it was off, and I had checked my numbers and it was normal. So from 5 o'clock yesterday, 5, 6 o'clock yesterday to 11 o'clock, I had no insulin. So when I looked down and I saw my machine off, I said, I'm healed. I don't need this anymore. So I checked it. And then I went for 2-3 weeks without insulin on end. So I go to the doctor 3 weeks later, and she checked my blood, because I had my kidneys were messed up. They were damaged. They were getting damaged, and my liver was enlarged from all the insulin, and my thyroid was not normal. So I go over there and get all the test results back, and everything was healed.
Hallelujah.
I was completely healed.
Amen. Amen.
So I give God all the glory and praise for my miraculous healing. He touched my body, and he healed me from all this so I can finish his work and do what he wants me to do.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
Praise
now,
God.
Now the doctor told you what? Your liver was back to normal size?
Yes.
Yeah.
She wouldn't believe it.
She couldn't believe it?
She couldn't believe it. She was like, I told her it was the Lord, and she said, okay. And I said, I'm serious. She goes,
her kidneys were shut down. Her liver was enlarged. Now everything's working perfectly now for the last 2 years. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And we can all testify this girl will eat sugar in any form that is found. If there's a packet of sugar, real sugar, at the restaurant, she's got it open and guzzled it before you can stop her. Amen. She said, I'm making up for lost time. God has healed her, but thank God. She told that story several times on our trip, and great testimony. And you know, you could see people's faith rise. Whatever God's done in your life, you know, you can tell other people about that. Tell them what God's done, how God set you free. You never know. We didn't know that. I didn't know that the Jim Andrews' assistant pastor there, that he's been dealing with diabetes in his life. And he told her, he came and told her, that testimony really helped me. It really, really helped me. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I know she gave that testimony in 18 years. And boy, you know, I got off, I said, a woman with 18 years, and it was easy to preach the woman with issue of blood after that, I tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that had type 1 diabetes that came up, or we would be in the streets, and they would say that they had it. And every time I would lay my hands and say, Jesus can take away your pain and what you're dealing with, because he took my pain away from me. You can live a life of freedom right now. Hallelujah. If you choose it. And they did, and you saw tears just coming down their face, how God touched their bodies, and how they believe when they go back to the doctor that they're completely whole.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give the Lord Lord praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I know one of the fun things that happened on the trip was on the last night, especially. Now, they've been working on it, working on some Spanish songs and that type of thing. But the last night of the trip at the revival service, several of them got to, three of them sang, and then Cameron, and by the way, Cameron bought these pants in Peru. I don't know what they are. He said, can I wear those, my Peru pants? It's Peru pajamas, I think is what they are. But they got pockets on them, so I guess they, but anyway, Cameron played the drums, and Jeremiah played the guitar, and they had a great time. Just in one of the things that they got to do was work together with some of them were Rhema graduates from Peru. Some of them were, part of the churches there, and worked together with that. Where's Elise? Talk about the team members that you guys got to work with.
Okay, so we were in one church in Trujillo. And it was incredible. One of the girls, her name is Alexandra, and she told us, she said, we would really like for you to sing with us in Spanish. And it's so funny because when I came to Rhema, I'm a third year student, and one of the first things God told me when I came to Rhema was to learn Spanish. I said, I don't know why, but okay, God. And so I started learning Spanish, and he said, I want you to start listening to songs in Spanish. And so it's so funny how God lines up everything according to his will. So when I was in this moment and she said, these are the songs that I want to sing in Spanish, I said, I know every one of these songs in Spanish. Great, this will be perfect. So we ended up singing with them in Spanish. The church was just so receptive. They're all jumping and dancing. It was just an amazing moment. And we were all singing with them. And you could just feel the power of God and the presence of God in that place. And so many people were blessed from that. And it was just a great experience.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Elise. Jonathan, come on up here. You got something on this? Whatever God wants you to say, just say it.
Oh, you know, I just want to say God is so good. I mean, you know, you hear people say that all the time, but you know, he is just so good, and he loves people all over the world. I mean, there's people that need to be reached all over the place. And, you know, first of all, I want to say this is an amazing team, and it was an honor to be a part of this team. You know, everyone walked in love, even though most of us did have diarrhea throughout most of the trip.
Yeah. Now, on a trip, you get. They all went to a place. They all went to Casa Grande, okay. And let's just say this: the theme of this group became, those who run together stay together. That's all I want to say about that. That was their motto. Praise the Lord! And they're all delivered, though free. Everybody doing better. Amen. Okay.
Yeah, I really feel like it did bring us together, you know, to be honest. You know, I feel like we have some sort of a special bond or something now. Secondly, I just want to thank Dean Tad. You know, he was a great leader, and, you know, on behalf of the team and I, you know, we couldn't have asked for anything more.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
But I just want to, you know, I want to share a quick testimony, something that really, really stuck with me. One day in Casa Grande, me and Hannah, right here in the white, we were out just evangelizing on the streets, and a man came up to us, and he told our translator, he said he was born again and filled with the Spirit, and he told our translator that he didn't know why, but he just felt a prick in his spirit to come out and go down this particular street. And he said when he saw us out there and heard what we were saying, you know, we were missionaries, he said he knew why. He knew why he was supposed to be right there. His wife was at home in a wheelchair and hadn't walked for years. And he invited us into his home. And, you know, was just a great man. But, you know, I don't know if Dean Tad knows this. I don't know if we were supposed to go into the guy's house or not. Probably not. But anyways, we did. And,
Was the translator with you?
Yeah. Yes, good. Sir. Yes, okay, sir. All right. Yeah. Two of them, actually. So. But anyways, you know, was just a great man, and you know, people's hearts down there are so soft, and you know, a lot of times people here in America are so, you know, caught up in themselves, but you know, it's just nice for, anyways, I'm getting off topic, but we went in the guy's house, and I told his wife, was in a wheelchair, I said, do you believe that Jesus is going to heal you right now? And she said, I believe he did 2,000 years ago, I'm just waiting for the day to get up out of this wheelchair and walk. And I just looked at her, it just made me so happy. And I was like, you know, because of that right there, you're going to get up right now and you're going to walk. And laid hands on her. Sure enough, she got up and walked. You know, we were all, you know, just, I'll never forget it. And that's why I say that God is so good. You know, he's just waiting for us to step out, and he'll meet us there every time. You know, believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. That's each and every one of you out there, if not most of you, and you can be by the time you leave, if not. But, you know, we can all do that. And it's not just for other countries. It's not just for some of us. You know, it's for all of us. And, you know, short-term mission trips do change the people's lives in other countries that we go to minister to. But even more, you know, the same, if not more, they change our lives just as much. And so I would encourage you to go if you have that opportunity. Amen. Probably get over to
That's right. Good job, John. Praise the Lord. I know one of the Pastor Jorge Tafur's church. The last night we were there Wednesday night. That was our last night of ministry. And I was in the back room, side room with him afterwards. And he brought an interpreter. He didn't speak any English, but he brought his interpreter in, and he said, "This has changed our church." He said, "These young people and the young people from our church. One of them was his daughter, who was their praise and worship, but she went out and helped interpret." He said, "I'm seeing that I've got to have a program like this in this city and in this area out of our church. We're going to go out." He said, "We're going to put together teams. We're going to go out and we're going to be in the streets. We're going to be in the plazas. We're going to be taking the healing power of God out to the street, not just say come to our church, but go out in the streets and lay hands on the sick out there and get them well." And because what we see on these trips is that healing a lot of times precedes people receiving the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They see the goodness of God, and God, you know, Jesus, by his stripes were healed. It didn't say by his stripes just the Christian were healed. He bore the sins, the sicknesses and diseases of every person. And so we see that happen over and over again. And many of the times after people were prayed for and they received a manifestation of their healing, that then they would readily accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So he was very, very excited about that. And I know we had just a great, the team did a great job, you know, come from all over. Of course, we all have one thing in common, and that's this thing, this Rhema family. That's the thing that we have in common. We had in common with the folks there in Peru, many of them Rhema USA grads, but then also Rhema Peru grads and instructors, different things like that we worked with. But they came together and meshed together and worked on. We had one couple go on the trip. I'm going to have both of them come right now. Now, they deserve a special, come on, DK, you know who you are, right? The couple? You can't hear back here, sorry. You're still married, right? Yes, everything, yes. Okay, good. Oh, they still have that. I don't need that. I'm talking into this. They deserve special, I'm going to tell you, they deserve special. Well, maybe Cameron deserves the greatest award for endurance on this trip, but that's another story. But they deserve special because they had the only room that the air conditioner didn't work. At the hotel. I know, oh. Says, what, you hadn't, some of you are mad. You had air conditioner on the missions trip? Thank God. Mine was set to 17 degrees Celsius. That's cold, folks. That's
ours
like 60
90 degrees.
90s degrees.
Yeah, 90 Fahrenheit.
It, Fahrenheit
yeah.
In your room. Talk a little bit. Give a testimony. Praise the Lord.
We, in Casa Grande, where we all got sick from, before we had dinner, we were out in the streets and we were ministering, me and Emily and Jasiki. Where are Jasiki? And our interpreter, Alejandro and Kenna, who's not here. And anyway, we got to this corner, and there's an older fella standing there with a cane, and we talked to him a little bit, and he said he had knee pain. So we prayed for it, and his knee pain went away, and he started praising God right on the side of the corner. He started raising his cane and, Gloria a Dios, Gloria, you know, praising God. And so then we had this other guy. We just kind of got a little line. I mean, little people just started coming around because these people just started praising God. And so this other guy walked up, and he had knee pain, and we prayed for him, and God healed him. So he took off running down the street and running back and forth like this, going back and forth and running back. And then we had women coming up who had knee and back pain. And so we took them to a park bench, and, you know, we got down, and Jasiki and Emily would get their feet out, and one leg would be shorter than the other, so they commanded in the name of Jesus to grow out, and it would grow out, and the legs would be even. I mean, it was amazing. You could just see it. And so, and as this happened, we got more and more people coming, and kids. We had kids galore coming to see what was going on. And the kids just started surrounding us, so we prayed for everybody that needed prayer. And then, so all the adults left, but the kids stayed. It was the funniest thing. The kids just stayed, and they were just staring at us and smiling. And then all of a sudden, I was like, what are we going to do with these? Oh, let's lead them to Jesus. So I was like, we told them about Jesus. I was like, just standing there looking at them. They were smiling at me. Of course, I couldn't speak anything to them. You know, I was like, hey, hola. And so, but me and Alejandro, one of our interpreters, man, we got to lead 12 kids to Jesus who just gathered around. And Alejandro did a wonderful job of presenting the gospel to them. And they all just, I mean, they were just pumped. Their smiles on their faces and stuff. So it was awesome.
Amen.
My favorite part about this trip, it was all awesome, but just going out into the streets and the marketplaces and the plaza, I'd never really done anything like this before. We'd never been on a mission trip before. So it was our first time doing this one-on-one ministry thing, and it was awesome. We would just start telling people, we're just here to spread the love of God with you. We just want you to know God loves you. And we would, if we'd ask them if they knew Jesus, sometimes we would just go up to them and say, do you have pain in your body? Are you hurting? Are you sick? And it was just amazing. And then they'd tell us their back hurt. And then their back would get healed, and my knee too, and then my foot. And so it's like, well, it must be working if they, you know, just want more and more. One of my favorite testimonies that I'll share with you, it was the last day, the lady in the wheelchair, I think Young was with me, and Jessica. There was a lady in a wheelchair, and there were several of us around her. She was an older lady, real sweet lady, and her hip, she said it was broken. And I think she could walk a little bit, but she couldn't really put, you know, much pressure on her right leg. And so I put my hand on her hip as she's in the wheelchair, and we all prayed and commanded her hip to be made whole in the name of Jesus. And I said, or I think it might have been Yong said, can you get up? Can you get up? And Jessica said, can you get up? And so I helped her up out of the wheelchair, and she's walking with me, and we're walking, and we're both praising God. And it was just so awesome. And then the lady was like, can we have a Bible study in my house? I was like, well, we're leaving tomorrow. But what was awesome is, like Dean Tad was saying, we hooked up with these local churches. And so we were able to give them her information and get her plugged in with them. So we weren't just getting people born again. We're helping get them discipled. So it was awesome.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I know that with that particular one, Daryl Alexander told me that as they were leaving on the bus, they saw the woman pushing her wheelchair. She wasn't in it anymore. She was pushing it around. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give these kids a great big hand, guys. Thank you. If you've got that video, can we show that video that Cameron made, if that's the case, we can run that right now.
Tell us how it was, your first time being on an airplane.
I didn't like it.
No, I know you didn't like it.
How was it? Speaking of the microphone.
So we are here now in the Atlanta airport. Just getting ready to take off for our flight soon. So, here's God. Hey, Young. Young, over here. No, Young, turn around. Young.
Come into alignment with the other leg.
What?
And come,
Be the same length as the other. Be the
same
length.
God.
Praise
God.
In
Jesus'
name.
Praise God.
Thank you for his healing.
Praise God. More. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
He saw it.
Healing in Jesus' name.
It's almost there.
It's
praise
there.
God.
It's
there. Yeah, it's there. There. Look at. Stand up. Look at. Wait. Let me
see.
Look at that.
Trate de tocar sus pies así, dos veces como pueda. Levántese y vuelva abajo. Confíe en el poder de Dios. Ahora busque.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to read one little section of scripture tonight before we dismiss. I think we have a couple, Kenna and Kadeen, I don't see here tonight, so we had two other the ladies that went. Kenna, she had, the last night of the service, I think she had told Emily or somebody, she said, I don't know who she told. Was it you that she told, Kadeen, that she, somebody said, what'd she say? She was going to pass out if I called on her.
If he calls on me to preach, I'm just going to faint.
I'm going to faint if he calls on me to get up there. Well, I invited her. I had known earlier in the day to have her come up there. And I tell you what, she preached. She just got up there and took off, you know. She's a PK, you know, from her dad, mom and dad pastor in Toronto. And she just really preached that, you know, all the ones that said that they were shy and they couldn't do it, they were the ones whom God used. But 1 Samuel chapter 30, I want to read verses 23 through 25. And this is for everybody here at Rhema Bible Church. You know, how many of you remember Pastor had everybody come up and we prayed for? He prayed for everybody, Rhema Bible Church, prayed for the trips, you know. You're just hearing about Peru tonight, I'm sure that Varsity Youth and their whole group, Miss Denise, and they have great testimonies just like we did. I'm sure Thailand group will come back, Navajo Indian trip will come back with all kinds of great testimonies just like we have. But you know, there's something about, sometimes, you know, I think folks think, well, you know, I didn't get to go, so I'm kind of left out. No, you're not left out. Amen? Look at this here. David and the company had gone to, they had been out in a battle, and his their wives and their children had got taken captive. All their goods had got taken. So they went and pursued them. But because they'd been in battle, or let's say it this way, because life was happening, some of them couldn't go. How many of you know life happens? You know, sometimes you can't go every time. But that doesn't mean you can't have a part of everything that God is doing. David's testimony about them was they stayed with the stuff. Thank God, folks, that some, you know, the stuff has to be stayed with. Amen. But beginning in verse 22, then answered all the wicked men, the men of Belial, these are the ones that went with David. Evidently, some of them weren't very good fellows. They must have been good fighters, though, but they weren't good people. Of those that went with David said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered. Save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, you shall not do so, my brothers, with that which the Lord has given us. Who has preserved us and delivered our company that came against us into our hand? For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goes down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarries by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward. And he made it a statute and an ordinance in Israel unto that day, unto this day. Now I'm going to read this from the Message Bible. Verse 22 says, but all the mean-spirited men who had marched with David, the rabble element, objected. They didn't help in the rescue. They didn't get any of the plunder we recovered. Each man can have his wife and children, but that's it. Take them and go. David said, families don't do this sort of thing. Oh, no, my brothers. As David said, David, as he broke up the argument, you can't act this way with God, with what God gave us. God kept us safe. He handed over the raiders who attacked us. All these testimonies we gave up here, you know who did them? Not us. God did every one of them. Amen. So we're not going to argue about, well, who gets credit for this? Who gets credit for that? Let's give God the credit. Amen. And he goes on here to say, who would ever listen to this kind of talk? The share of the one who stays with the gear is the share of the one who fights. Equal shares, share and share alike. From that day on, David made that rule in Israel. And I like what that, like the message says, and it still is. That's the way God operates. Amen. And so on behalf of our team and behalf of all of those folks who received a miracle while we were in Peru, everyone who was encouraged, everyone who got born again, everyone who got filled with the Spirit, everyone who rededicated their life, everyone who was delivered from whatever it was they got delivered from in Casa Grande, on the team, every one of us, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Your share is the same. You stayed here with the stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand up together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands and thank God. Father, tonight we thank you and we praise you. We thank you that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you for the mighty wonders and signs that you did in the name of your holy child, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all those who came to know you. Father, may they ever live for you. Maybe they get hooked up in those good churches that were there. May those pastors care for them. And may they go out, Father God, and take what they saw demonstrated in front of them. May they take that and may they do the work that you've called them to. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be a part of what Rhema Bible Church and Rhema's doing all over the world as we were obedient to you. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that's not just here in this place, but it goes with us and your anointing and your goodness manifest all over the world. We give you all the praise and all the honor for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Connections team, would you find our first-time guests that are here tonight? This is a non-typical service. If you're here tonight for the first time, come on back. You want to come and hear Pastor preach on... Pastor going to be here this Wednesday, Pastor Bob? He will be here Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Hour of Power. Come on back to the service. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Amen. If you're here as they go, if you're here tonight and you need prayer for anything, it doesn't matter what it is, the same God who healed people on the streets of Trujillo, Peru, and in Casa Grande will heal you tonight. Anything you have need of, come on up here. These ladies are on my right, men on my left. Ladies go to the ladies, men go to the men. Just kind of keeps things nice and in order that way. Amen. And come up, they'll pray with you according to the Word of God, and we'll expect exactly what happened in Peru to happen here tonight. Amen. Everything good? God good? Everything's covered? All right, shake hands with some folks before you leave and remind them God is good. God bless you.